Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
110 Buckskin, Alvarero, Texas. 76009.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another episode of Grudge Madness, sponsored by Grudge Heat. I want to thank that and want people to tune in to Jackie Deaver's Race Cars. Another guy that came on to do his fine work in any kind of automotive or race car chassis out of the Dallas area. He does very fine work. Anything you need done to a race car, you can go to Jackie Deaver's. If Jackie Deaver's, when he come online, we'll let him speak about it. Jackie Deaver's is located at 110 Buckskin, Alvarado, Texas. That phone number again, if you need some work done by Jackie Deaver's, is 817-706-6258. That's a one-stop shop. Fast turnaround on headers. I know sometimes people try to get headers done, take a little while to get them done. Jackie Deaver's say he can get you a set of headers done in 3 days, I think, that's a fast turnaround. So, people, Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Alvarado, Texas, 110 Buckskin Road. Well, there's another cloudy day. We're going to get into the show, see what's going on. I know around here in Texas, a lot of things didn't happen this weekend on certain days that are normally happening at our favorite tracks like HMP on Sunday night. Also up in Dallas at Kennedale Raceway, Sunday brings a lot of action, but I was told it rained. It rained a lot this weekend, so I don't know if any races got off in particular, but if anyone knows any races that might have got off on that Friday or Saturday, feel free to push the one button. Feel free. We always like to know about the races that happen around here in Texas. What we're going to do, man, is we're going to continue to try to take this Grudge game to another level. Grudge Inc. is sponsoring this show, and there's a lot of things Grudge Inc. is going to be doing down here in the state of Texas. And I'm one of the folks behind it, along with some of you guys, hope to come aboard with some of the stuff that's going to be upcoming with Grudge Inc. Yeah, I just want to give some time for folks who may have races going on this weekend. There's a few races, a big Labor Day weekend coming up. We know we got some good races going on down in Houston, Texas, also going on down in Dallas, Texas, I believe also out there in Denton, Texas. So for guys that may want to come on right here and talk about the races they got this weekend, you know, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come on. Before you come on, though, I'm just going to put something out there about what we like to talk about tonight in the Grudge Racing. We always want to bring information to the folks out here in the Grudge game. This is just a topic I'm going to put out there, and I want everybody who has an opinion, it's your opinion. I would like everybody to participate and come on and speak about this topic. I put these topics out here based on information I get, based on someone may call. Anybody can feel free to shoot me a text or give me a call and talk about topics about Grudge Racing, some things that's Grudge related to the Grudge game. So tonight's topic, before we get people on the phone to talk about the upcoming shows, I want you to kind of point us off on what tonight's topic is. Tonight's topic is about who are some of the best Grudge teams or camps in the Grudge game? Who have some of the best Grudge camps or teams in the Grudge game? What make up a good Grudge camp? What make up a good Grudge camp? And if there's any locked-in races, we need to know about it, or you got somebody locked in, the Grudge world want to know about it. So when we get to those topics, just remember, everybody's important. This is an I show. It's not a my show. So push the one button. When you feel like talking, you got something to say, just push the one button, and we'll let you say, speak what's on your mind. Let's keep it racing. Let's keep it racing. Let's keep it positive. So with that being said, I want to go to the lines. If we have anybody out there in the Grudge world that have an event going on this weekend, want to come on and talk about some Grudge racing and where they're going to be racing at this weekend. Anybody want to come on and talk about some Grudge racing that happened or upcoming event that's coming on, you can push the one button. We'll try to get you on and let you explain to the folks what's happening in your area. You got anybody out there want to speak on that?
Tracy, before I go to lines, can I have just a minute of your show, please?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, we want to keep the Thorne family in our prayers. Tony, Randy, and Rick Thorne, they lost their father last week. So we want to keep them in our thoughts and prayers as they go through this. Another thing is there's a racer in the Dallas area. His name is Richard Blair. He's 51 years old. He's got a wife and two sons. Some of the people in the Dallas area, they probably know him. He's been running the 5-0 old school back half for about the past 3 years. He's won several races. He won at the Grudge Fest in Denton last year in 2011. He has campaigned five different 5-0 cars in about the past 4 years, but his favorite car is a 1979 white Corvette. Richard has been diagnosed with colon cancer, and he's in stage four. Last week, Redline Raceway held a benefit race for him, and they were able to raise $4,200. He starts chemo this week, and what we want to ask everybody to do is, you know, if you can't do anything else, at least keep him and his family in your prayers while they go through this. We know that you know, dealing with cancer can be something really, really hard. It can be hard on the family. It can be hard on the finances. So let's just keep them in our prayers.
Hey, that's good. Why you say that, man? You're right. Our prayers and condolences go out to those people. On another note, same thing. I was reading on the internet that Taylor Laster up in the Houston area, they got a shop, TRE race car. That keeps Taylor Laster and his family in prayer. I read on the internet that his mother passed away. So we always want to, you know, for myself, what I'm thinking right now, man, while we got these things going on, that we can just all take a moment of silence and respect for these folks. Amen. Thank you. We just always want to do that. Just saying, I think that's the right thing to do, to show some kind of support for these people. So that's just, if you know these guys, you know, give them a hug. Got a prayer for them. You got something you can offer to them, you know, feel free to. It all comes from the heart. Okay, getting on off into some things that I know, until we get somebody online that want to come talk about some race, to push the one button.
409-1114, your mic is open. 409-1114, your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, they dropped off. You don't have any other hands up right now.
Okay, guys, we're going to encourage you to push you one button to talk about some of this stuff we want to talk about tonight. Well, what I want to talk about, man, is some of the races that's going on, some things. I go to the internet and I try to browse the board and I see call-outs and stuff like that. There's a lot of people calling people out, and I tell you what, you know, I got somebody mentioned about myself, so I'm going to start with myself first, you know, about a call-out, about a possible call. Don't exactly know who it is yet, about coming to a race down in Houston, Texas. You know, I'm planning on making that race. We don't exactly know what the situation is with the car yet, but I have some other things you got to do on the finance side, so it's going to make it kind of tough. But whoever the person is that's mentioning me, with the call out, like I said, they said, Simon McDowell, you all day. Well, I'm planning on making a race. If I make it with the car or not make it with the car, because right now it's first quarter of the month. I got a lot of things, a lot of weight on it right now. So I don't know what my situation is going to be, but what I would say is this. Keep me on deck. Keep me on deck. I'm going to run. We're going to make some action go down. So keep me on deck. On another note, I want to come back. I was looking on some websites here, and I was browsing around on Attacat's website. I say Attacat got a list up, man, got some names that's going to bring action. His race going on down in Houston, Texas at HMP this weekend. I think if we can get some of these guys online, maybe they can come shed some light on what they're going to do, who they're going to race. I see he got the Rough Shakers going into action. He got the Undertaker going into action. Got Evo going into action. Jeffrey, got Nate Dogg, and got D.D. All those folks supposed to bring action this weekend. So, you know, it looks like it might be shaped up to be a pretty good event. You know, so guys, just keep us warm, you know. Hey, if I'm in town, I'm around. You know, I like to take pictures and stuff like that. If I have a car there or not, you know, hey, I'm going to get in action regardless one way or the other. We just have to see. But, you know, there's a lot of action going to be going on at HMP. Also, down in the Dallas area, I was looking on the board, and I don't know, we need to get this guy on the phone, but this guy here, he's really been flying off. He's trying to bring action, trying to make races, I believe, for the race going on at North Star. I think that's Summer's race down there in Denton, Texas. Boy, I got to give a shout-out to Tony Stone. Tony Stone, and I mean Tony Stone, is on the board. He's calling out every damn body. I've seen him on the board with Tony Stone. He even called out a chassis car. Kind of caught it by surprise. He called out Peanut and Flip. He called out Peanut and Flip. And they got chassis cars. So I don't know, Tony Thorne must have something up his sleeve, but he's just trying to make some action. But boy, he had a long list of people that he was mentioning. You got to give shouts out to him, because he also called a Joker. He also called out Big Jock. I mean, Big Jock. They said Cornbread was looking for him. Also saw on there the Ghost Camp. A guy by Nightmare. Hey, they want to give Nightmare action back. So it'll be some pretty good action going on this morning, Labor Day weekend, man. So all I want to say to guys, man, is be safe. Have a good time. Wherever you go, man, just Just keep it grudge. Just keep it grudge. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that. Anybody else got something about other race they want to talk about, hey, feel free to come in. Some people that locked in, the grudge world want to know. We want to go to the lines, man, and we want to bring up some grudge racing stuff about what does it take. And I don't want to be the one, the guy that sits on the show here and do all the talking about this topic here, but I just like to discuss it. You know, it's good for information. It's good for some of the camps out here. If you don't have a solid team, maybe you may hear some from somebody who do have a solid team. And that's about, man, you know, who has some of the best grudge camps out there? Some of the guys that stay pretty close-knit, that believe in helping each other out, to kind of support each other. You know, man, some guys out there you see year after year, and those guys look like they're sticking together. We all have our up and down in everyday life, also in grudging, but all in all, some of these guys, they year in and year out, they stick together, and you see them going around, they trying to make action. So, you know, hey, I want someone to push the one button and come on and give me your opinion, tell me who you think got some of the best grudge camps out there. We want to hear about it. The grudge world want to know. And also, what does it take? What does it take to have a great grudge camp? Push the one button, guys. Don't be shy. Help me out here. This is our show. So, hey, we want to talk about information or any other relevant information out there related to grudge racing. Guys, we want you to push the one button and speak on it. Everybody is important in this grudge game. It takes all of us to make action. But I'm going to go to the lines and see who have that want to speak on the topic tonight. I think it's something that we all can listen to if the guys would speak up and talk about it. I think it's important. Maybe we can all learn something. I'm going to shut my mouth now, and we're going to go to the lines. Guys, push the one button.
Ricky, your mic is open.
Hey, Trey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Ricky?
You know, I'm one crew that a lot of people probably forgot about, you know, the Candyman crew. You know, we all know about that situation. But those boys still, even through that, you know, they still hang together. They still tight, you know, and they still race. You know, what was it, the last time, what was it, the last Fat Tuesday? They came down, they brought a couple of cars down and grudged down there with the White Nova. And, you know, the one, what's his name, Tyrone on. The White Nova with the gold stripes, they ran Tony Bynes and all of them. I mean, just as long as I've been around grudge racing, those boys have always been tight, and they still tight. I know they don't race a whole lot, but they do a fair share of race, and they still hang tough, you know what I mean? So I still kind of admire the way that they hang together, and they race win, lose, or draw. They still a team, you know?
Well, if any of them guys out there who Ricky's talking about, man, push the one button and kind of tell us about it. You know, you bring action. Sometimes people think, you know, people that bring the most action got to have the fastest car or got to have the prettiest car. It ain't about that. It's just about racing, man. Whether you run a 7-0 or you run a 4-0 or 3-90s or whatever the case may be, man, a race is a race. That's just like you got guys that ride three-wheelers. You got guys that ride motorcycles. If guys want to come in and talk about running three-wheelers, so be it. It's grudge racing. Grudge racing. Grudge means two people feel like they want to go at each other, and they're going to lock in a little money, and they're going to go make action. So, hey, man, it's a great thing, and we got to make it what it is, and we got to stick together and just support each other. I just like to hear some folks come out here and talk about the grudge camps. We can get some of those people online to come out. Don't be shy. Speak about it. If you got a good, great grudge camp, man, and y'all close-knit and y'all stay together, hey, come out here and shed some light and kind of tell us what it takes and how you do it. Because a lot of times we struggle. You know, I know me, myself, I'm strong with myself. I struggle on trying to keep a grudge camp together down here in the ATX. I mean, it just, you know, you work on it, you try, but, you know, it's kind of been kind of rough for me to kind of keep it going. So, you know, I don't have all the ingredients to keep it together, but all I do is just kind of put it out there and keep trying. But, you know, I see year after year some of these other guys, they keep their camp together. I don't know what's it called. They got tracks right up there around them, We don't have that many grudge camps down here, but we got a good track down here in San Antonio in this area. But, you know, we don't have that much grudge racing going on down there. But, hey, we're going to work on it and try to see if we can't get something going. But I like to hear from guys who got the grudge camps, man, speak up, shed some light, you know, bring some understanding. We got a lot of young racers out there. I see a lot go to the track, and I see some faces with guys with cars that I don't really know. They some young guns, and they're in a race, and it looks like it'd be, you know, three or four or five of them together. So I imagine they're kind of camping together. So, hey, we like to meet some of those people. Hey, while I'm on this camp about camps, let me say this. Grudge Inc. is sponsoring this show. Grudge Inc. is a program that's going to be going around the United States trying to be a big name in the grudge game, and we want to be a part of the Grudge Inc. family. We're going to start, if you've seen in some areas, I don't know who hasn't got it yet, but there's a magazine going around called Grudge Inc. We're going to have one of our Texas own in that magazine. It's going to be coming out, and I think we're going to have Roman. Roman was one of the first people that I interviewed. He's going to be coming out. She'll be in the next episode, along with Daryl out of Louisiana. These guys, what Grudge Inc. is, man, it's a program that's trying to go out. It originated on the East Coast, but it's moving west. They got a place set up in California to where it's going to try to bring action all across the United States, man. And what a lot of people don't understand is we race here in Texas, we race here in our area, but there's a lot of racing going on throughout the country that guys don't really know about us. So what Grudge Inc. is going to allow us to do to get more exposure, be in the paper, put some of these guys, I'll be calling guys from time to time, trying to get some interviews with some of you guys so you can tell a little bit about your racing history and we can kind of get a profile on you, get your name out there. You never know, we got a lot of us going to come out and drag Illustrated Magazine. So we're just trying to get some recognition, just like folks through in other parts of the country, in a lot of states up east. We're going to let them know Texas got a hell of a lot of grudge races out here, and we're going to come together as a family, man, and let the East Coast people know they're not the only one that have a lot of grudge action. We got a bunch here in the Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, surrounding areas. So, guys, you know, I advise and encourage each and every one of us to, you know, to step up, man. And, you know, if I call you or you know somebody you think may need some recognition, feel free to call me, man. You know, it's going to eventually get around, and this paper's going to be circulating. And if you haven't got a Grudge Inc. magazine to just kind of get a glimpse of what it's about, you can text me, and I will try to get you a copy, or you can go on to grudgeinc.us. You can go on to grudgeinc.us, and they have a link on there about the Grudge Inc. magazine, and you can submit your information on there and get a copy. It will be coming around. I think it's a great thing, man. We've got a lot of exposure going out to people that do NHRA and stuff like that, people that do ADRA. You know, they got their own papers and little magazines, but we don't really have nothing just for the grudge world. And this is Grudge Inc. is giving us an opportunity to expose the grudge racers throughout the country. So I think that's a good thing. But I don't want to waste a whole lot of time without going to the topic and seeing if we can push the one button. We have a lot of people on here, people kind of getting shy. Push the one button. Speak on the topic. Somebody help me out. Don't let me do all the talking. Or come on and talk about a race, or talk about a show, or talk about somebody you want to lock in, somebody you want to get at. Don't be shy, man. You got to come on with it. This is what it's about. This is our show. It's about grudge racing. Speak up. We get to the track. What we got?
Tracy, right now everybody's just listening, so why don't you go ahead and tell us what team or what crew, camp you feel, you know, is one that really sticks together, and why don't you tell us what you think makes a good team, camp, or crew?
Well, I'm going to give my opinion. It's just like I said, when we put this information out there, it's just your opinion. You know, everybody have opinions. That person, their opinion is right. To anybody else, it might not make a difference, but to some of us, it might make a difference. As far as I know, right here in the Texas area who I feel they got a pretty good relationship and a pretty good camp with their folks. I'm going to say Twins. I've seen Twins performance out of the Houston area. I think they got a pretty good camp. I've been seeing them the last 3-4 years, and they seem like they, you know, hold pretty tight knit, you know. And so I like to give some recognition to them. I think they do a good job. Also, on another spectrum, going over towards the Dallas area, I see Tony Thorne and them seem like they got a pretty good camp. You know, seem like they, I've been watching the board and I see them seem like they camp, they pretty good, pretty close together. Also, I'm going to say the Rodriguez brothers, the Two-Faced Joker crew. I know they camp for the last 3-4 years. I've been seeing them seem like they've been holding pretty close, pretty tight knit. So, you know, those are some of the people that I know that I see some kind of way they tend to keep it together. Okay, I'm also noticed, just these are some of the people that I've done seen, say, for the last 3, 4, 5 years, notice they kind of stuck together. They try to support each other and everything they do. So I'm going to give a little recognition to some of these people that I know of. I'm going to say I've seen the Nightmare Crew out of Dallas, Texas. They seem to do a pretty good job. I've seen them over the last 3, 5 years. And they love camping, like they pretty, stay pretty tight with it. And I'm going to go as far, I'm going to reach outside of Texas a little bit because I've been moving around different states seeing how great they do. And I'm going to speak about a camp that we all hear about, that we all know, that stay real tight together. And that's the Primetime Camp out of Georgia. I don't know what it is, but I know the Primetime Camp consists of probably a lot more people, but these three folks, Trigger Man, Cowboy, and Tony Vines, they travel a lot of miles. And I tell you what, I raced rain down in Dallas, Texas, and I tell you what, it was a storm. And I mean, it was raining pretty hard. And I tell you what, didn't now one of those guys shy away. They was out there in that rain trying to get that car in that trailer and wasn't worried about it was raining. And I thought, you know, a lot of us, I think we was in the parking lot, we was kind of sitting in our vehicles and we was kind of waiting, hoping the rain kind of died down a little bit before we made any kind of move. Hey, I said to Trigger Man, I asked Trigger Man, man, you must got some ducking. You were way up here or something. Because you out here like it ain't nothing. He looked at me and said, Tommy Dog, man, I'm just acting like I'm at the swimming pool and this rain just giving me a shower. And I just kind of laughed at him. But I said to myself, they showed dedication, they hanging it. They doing what it takes. And so I got to give a shout out to them. They seem like year after year, they've been hanging pretty tight. That seemed like a pretty tight team. On another team, I want to give a shout out. And I just met these guys about a year ago. But I want to give a shout-out to them because I talked to them, and they've been together, if I am mistaken, anywhere between 18 to 20 years. 18 to 20 years, and this is a team called the Old Jack out of the East Coast. I met those guys a little over a year ago, and I happened to talk to HD, and HD told me, I talked to him and also talked to Sterling and Tim, and they all told me, they've been together for a long, long time, and I wonder, man, how do you do it year in and year out? Them guys say, well, Tommy Call, we just all know our role. We all know we got to participate. We all know we got to chip in to make this stuff happen. They've been grudge racing for a long time. If I ain't mistaken, AC been grudge racing for over 40 years. So, you know, you like to give some recognition to people and talk to them and find out how they do it. And there's some guys around here while they've been doing it a long time. I know in Houston, Atticat and Horace, they've been together for a long time. You know, so they do pretty good at sticking together. And from my understanding, they help each other out. So I got to give shout out to those guys, too. They, I mean, you know, some things you just got to find out what it's taking and try to make it happen, man. Because one thing about grudge racing, you're betting money and you're spending money on these cars And man, I tell you what, if you ain't rich, it takes more than one fella to spend money on these cars and try to bring action in the Grudge game be competitive. So I tell you what, if you spend all your money on these cars and be like me, down to go to the track, yeah, you got your car, bro, you ain't got enough money to bet. Because you got, you one thing about it, you stick your money up there and you're going to try to bet somebody. Hey, you got bills to pay, too. You don't want to get put in the dark. And I sure can't stand to be put in the dark. So, you know, I got to give my ass off to some of those guys out there, man. They got people and some of them I talk to and, you know, they help each other out. Ain't nobody going to always get along all the time. There ain't no perfect grudge race or none of that. But, man, the main thing is people know that they want a grudge race. They want to make action. They got a camp, and they're going to ride by their camp. Win, lose, or draw. Win, lose, or draw. Some of these folk that I'm talking about, they stick together. Win, lose, or draw. Now, it takes some commitment and dedication to keep on doing that. But some of these folks, man, I've talked to and I've seen over the years, and I've been around a long time in grudge racing, and some of these folks are still together. So I'm going to shut up. Somebody chime in. Bring up some conversation about this to try to, hey, give some guys some insight. What it takes to have a great grudge count and why. Don't be shy. Push the one button, folks. Somebody talk to me. I don't want to do all the talking. I just gave you a little bit of my opinion. And I'm quite sure there's some folk I might have left out. I'm not naming everybody. I just named a few. I just threw some names out there. So push the one button. Talk to me. Tell me what you think. Tell me how you do it. Hey, don't be shy. It's radio. Blog Talk is for everybody. It's a grudge station. I need everybody to participate.
281-2604. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Tracy? Hey, it is hard. I don't know if you can hear me good. I'm driving, though.
I hear you. What's up, man? Go on, Hard. I hear you. What's happening?
Tracy, I think Horace may be in a bad spot. We'll leave his mic. Well, he just dropped off, Tracy.
He just dropped off?
Yeah, he just dropped off.
He called back. Come back.
832-2534. Your mic is open.
What do you say, Tracy?
What's happening? Who is this?
It's Undertaker.
What's happening, man? How you doing? I see you got your race lined up, huh?
Yeah, we're going to try to hook up with Bloodline Racing. I want to give a shout out to
Undertaker. Before you get started, Undertaker, this is a show with everybody. It's the Grudge Show. We're trying to take this thing all over. Some people may not know who you are. Won't you tell who? You're the Undertaker, but some people might wonder who is the Undertaker. What kind of car you got? You know, just tell them. You know, just give us a little bit of background about you, so people might be out there and might know what you got. You never know. Somebody might want to holler. They might want to sit next to you.
Okay. I've been around racing a pretty good while. I was part of another team. Worked my way from the bottom, I guess you can say, to the top to become a driver of my own. I have a little S10, a 94 Blazer, all black. It's dressed up like a hearse. That's why it's called the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Take them on their last ride. Like I said, I want to give a shout-out to Alley Cat, Horace, a couple of other race teams, Case Racing. Those guys helped me tremendously from scratch to where I am now. To be able to reach out and try to grudge with somebody else. I ain't the fastest, like you said. Don't have a lot of money, but I will try. So,
that's what it's all about, man. Not all about how much money you got. It's just about bringing action. If you race for $50, it's still a grudge race.
Yeah, I got a lot of guys that's been helping me, like I say, from scratch. I got a couple of guys that's underground been helping me, too. So, like I said, I just want to give a shout-out to all those guys, and they know who the Undertaker is. So I just want to give them a shout-out.
Okay, that's good, man. It's always good to give shout-out to people, man, that you feel have, you know, been important to you in the grudge game and bring action, man. So feel free to come on anytime, man. If you got an opinion or you got something you want to talk about, push the one button and talk, man. It's, like I said before, this grudge racing show It's for everybody, man. We live talk. Here, somebody might have something. You tell, like, people don't know who you are. They know you got the Undertaker. Hey, they might ask for you what you got. Might, you never know. That's how you make action. That's how we move around. So, hey, it's good you come on, man, and I appreciate it.
It's just a little small block star suspension. We've been on here a couple of times asking for Lil Eddie out of Dallas. I think Batman knows how to get in touch with him. I ain't trying to run him for a lot of money. I just want to try him because he said just like me. Two Blazers. Somebody want to see something, you know?
If anybody out there know who Lil Eddie is, you got the Undertaker on the line and you're asking about trying to sit next to him, so... Y'all
hit
the horn. If you
can
get a lady on the phone,
let him
bring it up.
Tracy, we have Horace back on the line. Horace, your mic is back open.
Hey, what up, Tracy? Hey, it's a lot of people. Hey, what up, dog? Hey, there's a lot of people in Texas that grudge things, man. All you got to do is really ask for a little help, and people come out really kind of help you out. You know, like Hillbilly Crew, old Paul, he come out and help me, man. He get up on my car, man, like it ain't nothing, you know. So you just kind of got to ask for a little help, man. If you ask, man, people help you, you know. You know, the way we work at our camp, man, if a car not running and the other car got a part, man, and we want to go race, we going to take it off and we going to race, you know. I mean, that's down racing for me, man, you know. You know, see, Alley Cat or whoever car running, if got a transmission broke on one, the motor broke it up, we going to patch up and put one car together, you know. So, I mean, that's how we work out, man. Hot shot. I mean, them dudes helped me out a lot, you know. Hey,
yeah.
You know, they say you need tires, no gas, you know, somebody going to patch you up and go and get it, you know. You know, without a fuss, you know. So, I mean, that's
what
I was thinking.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, we've been sticking around together, man, probably over 20 years, man. You know, so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just got to help each other out, you know.
You're right, man.
Yeah,
you did a mouthful,
yeah.
Man. Y'all been doing it for over 20 years. You got to patch your car with it, you know, you patch it up. The deal is, at least you got something running, you know.
Yeah, at least you got something running, man. Yeah. I mean, if we wreck a car, we're going to take the motor and put it in whatever body we got. We going race, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, you got to do what you got to do to go, you know. Ain't nobody rich doing it, so, you know, you just got to patch it up.
I heard that. That's what it takes, man. That's right. I mean, shoot, this stuff is expensive, man. It, you know, everybody can't buy all this stuff by itself. So, shoot, it's better. Yeah. I tell people all the time, it's better to have more than one person spending all the car than one person. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Yeah. I mean, if you own a car, man, by the time you get the car ready, you ain't got no money to gamble. So, you know.
Don't be talking about me.
Me too, man.
Hey, you talking about me too?
Hey, you scraping at the end, man. The end of the day, you know, it cost you $300-$400 to get to a track in your hometown, man. So, you know, especially going out of town, you talking about at least $1,000 on the road trip. So, you know, you got to have some help, man. You got to.
You're right. Well, why don't you talk about what's going on
there
this weekend, man? What's happening? Why
are
you on the line?
Yeah, man. We really trying to run DJ, man. DJ, somebody, man, whoever, we've been working on this for the last couple of years. We need to y'all get it out the way, man.
Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't got enough for show yet?
He said he's going to be there, you know. All right, that's how we work it out, man. You know, me and him pretty cool.
Yeah.
If he had to track in this car, all right, shit, we're going to go and do it, you know.
Well,
I ain't
that,
like
man.
The bad mop nobody, you know. If he's running, you know, flip for the lane, we're going to go and do it.
Well, that's what you do. You get there, man, you see something you like, you try to make action. I tell people, you don't always have to go to a garage race and try to break the bank, man. Sometimes that's what stops people from racing, man. To each his own. I'm not saying nothing about how much the person bets. But sometimes some of the races get knocked off because some of the bets be too hot for some of the folks, you know. And you raise what you can. Just because you might have a lot of money in the car, don't mean you got a lot of money on your pocket to bet with. So, you know, these bills got to be paid. You got to keep these lights on.
Yeah. I mean, He got more gun than me, man, but I'm gonna try him out though, man. He got a big one, so I'm gonna, the fastest car always don't win, so I'm gonna try him out anyway, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Car don't always win. You're right.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him to get on up 10 and a half, and I'm going to flip him over if he get on some 10 and a half. And he don't look like he want to get on
it. Yeah. He don't want to get on it.
Hey, nah, he don't want to get on, so I'm going to run him on this big time, and I'm going to smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that, man. Well, we'll see this weekend. Yeah, hey, man, don't leave, man. You know,
I'm still driving, man. I don't want to make no too much noise on your air, so I'm going to piss off.
While you're driving and you ain't talking, just mute your mic, and then you're going to get back, you know, you come back up. You can put your one button and come back up, and you can just mute your mic, stay right there. Anybody else
you
got something
spot.
You want to share on this?
All right.
Who you got on this?
Jackie Beaver, come on. Archie, I don't know if Jackie can put his hand up to sleep, but I don't know if he's
did you call it? Oh, I'm at her.
Okay, I'm going to mute Jackie.
What else you got out there?
832-3724. Your mic is open.
That's me right there. Hello?
What is it?
It's Tree Man.
What's up, Tree Man? What's happening?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it. Trying to get on this air, man, and see if we got an old big tie promo car wanna see if they can line up with us so we can see where we at. I mean, I talked to Tony Bynes yesterday, and he said they ain't have a car that caliber they can bring down here and match up with us. I mean, I'm just trying to put it out there and just see what's out there. We can get out there and see where we at.
I heard that, man. I tell you what, I sure would like to do something, just make action, man, go down there and get a race going on. I don't know what my situation is 100% just yet, because it's the first of the month for me, man, and I'm swinging this thing all by my lonesome, so I'm about to get sold out, so I don't know how it's going to be just yet, but, you know, me and you, we're going to make some action this year, you know, do something for, you know, how we do it, we kick it, just see what happens, and do something for the fans, and just bring some action, so, you know, stand by, me and you, we're going to do something, we'll do something for the folks. I just, this weekend, it's just kind of hard to talk for me to say yeah and nay right now because of what I'm dealing with them. I just got to see. But I don't know, anybody else out there might want to do something. I don't know if they are. Somebody push the 1 foot 3 minutes out there looking for some action. So, but this weekend, if you're going to be in this area this weekend, it's going to be an 8-10 feet. If I say you're going to be 8-10 feet. Thank you, Andrew.
Tracy, it sounds like your mic going blank.
No, I'm on. I hear you now. You going to get 8-10 feet this week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
Show up.
Okay. Hey, what do you think about the topic, man? Did you hear what the topic was tonight?
Yeah. You know, I get a little help every now and then. Only just help I had, Jarson looked at it fast. So, you know, I got the twins helping me. But I'm talking about the show, you know, like you were saying about the old Jack's car, you know, just the straight up just have a crew that always been down there with you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had that blessing. You know what I'm saying? I always had to struggle and do it on my own. So, you know, some people be blessed, some people don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just whatever you feel like, if in your heart you want to go racing, I guess you're going to spend your last try to get there, you know what I'm saying? But, I got a little help with me in there, you know what I'm saying? A big deal and chump me something every now and then, you know. I ain't complaining about how people do it, you know, but I wish I did have some half and half help, but it ain't there for me. Some people get all the luck, you know what I'm saying?
You let me go. Well, if I had some half and half help, if I had some half and half showing up 100% half and half help, well, me and you we'll be lining up trying to see who's gonna get there first this weekend. I guarantee you, we'll be lining up half and half help. I don't have no half and half help yet. I ain't gonna give up, man. Maybe some folks will come around, man, and See, I don't know. I just keep on trying, but, you know, I might get there one day with some hammer and hammer. I might not. If I don't, I just got to get in where I fit in when I can, you know. Sometimes yep. I might come with a little, and sometimes I might not come at all. So, all in all, it is what it is, but, you know, all I can do is keep on trying, but something's going to happen.
Likewise, yeah. That's about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who else
got anything to say about this topic? 512-312-3189. Your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? This is Steven, man. I just found out a couple of hours ago that, you know, me and a couple of guys, we listen to your show a lot, man. And this is kind of an amateur question, man, but I just found out that we can ask questions like this here on your show, man. What is the difference between a small tire car and a big back tire car?
Did you say what's the difference between a small tire car and a big
car? Yeah, I heard the gentleman, man, there's about five of us sitting there listening to your show. And this guy, we're both curious. He said a small tire car, like a 10-5 car, whatever, versus a bigger back tire car, you know. What is the difference between that? What I mean?
Did you answer that question for us? I can answer that question, but I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna pass it on. I can answer, but I'm passing it on to a chassis man because I see him out there. He builds these cars all the time, and he can build them for big tires and for small tires. He's probably gonna give you the best educated answer, so I'm going to pass it. I see Jackie Demons out there. Can you open his mic up and let Jackie Demons answer that? Because he's dealing with big time and small time.
Okay. I'm listening.
Hello.
Jackie's mic is open.
Jackie,
can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear the question the guy
is? I'm listening.
Yeah, Tracy, can you hear me?
Yeah,
you
hear the
question
that the guy asked?
Yeah, I heard it. Well, I mean, the biggest difference between your small tire cars and your big tire cars are the big tire cars are they're a lot more finicky to get down the small tire cars are a lot more finicky to get down the tracks. You got to balance the weight out a little better. The small tire is easier to pull. So it's just a balancing act with the chassis. Depends on if you're talking about a chassis car or a back half car or what you're talking about. There's so many different classes and ways to build
about
one.
Just a back half car, not a chassis car, but a back half car. Because, see, the little knowledge I do have is that a bigger back tire car gives better bite and it's more easier to – it gives it more grip and it helps to take off a lot better. So I always wonder, well, if that's the case then – why would somebody get a small tire car then, you know? So, and I still have
small tire racing is really where it's gone to the last few years, you know. They went to the King of the Hill, they went to the 10.5Ws, and then next thing you know, you got people running the 29.5, 10.5s, and you even got some classes that they run an 8-inch and a 9-inch tire. So it's a little more challenging to get down the track with a smaller tire, therefore it makes the competition better. It kind of levels the field out. A guy can have a big motor, and if he can't figure out how to get it down the track, a guy with a little less motor that can finesse the car and handle the power and manage it to get it down the racetrack, he can do a better job because he can outrun that guy that's got a bigger motor and a little more money to spend. So it kind of evens the playing field out.
Yeah, because, see, I went to that race in Dallas last weekend, man. Even though it rained us out, I saw about a good hour worth of running. And I saw a couple of guys run, man, and they were small tire cars, and those cars were flying, man. I couldn't believe that, man. It really tripped me out, man, and I've been wondering that all week. I'm glad I called to get this answer.
Yeah, you got people that have got the small tire stuff figured out, and you're right. I mean, a lot of them fly. A small tire is a lot easier to pull. It's not as forgiving. A big tire is a lot more forgiving, and you can hit it a lot more on the start line. But, you know, other than that, once you get off the start line, you're trying to pull that big old tire the rest of the way down the racetrack, and it does take more power to pull that big tire than what it's going to take to pull a smaller tire.
Okay, so the guy right here was just also just told me, ask you, so would it be a problem for a guy with a small tire car to run with a guy with a big tire car? Is there any, so there ain't no disadvantage as long as they both set up straight, right?
Well, man, I mean, like you said, it's just a matter of how your car is set up, how well you're versed at getting a car down a racetrack. Grant McQuarrie is running 10.5 in the 80 RL, and he set, world mile five records with a 10.5 car. So that 10.5 car outruns the mile five records of, some of your Pro Extreme and Pro Nitrous cars. I don't know if that record still stands, but I know I've seen it on a live broadcast one time where he went out there and went I don't even know how fast he went, but it was 2-something. I want to say it was 2.06 or better, but I could be wrong. But, it just depends on who you got working on it and how well they are at, how well they are at managing the power and getting it down the racetrack. And, yeah, a small tire car can outrun a big tire car very easily if they've got all their ducks in a row.
Okay. Well, man, I'm listening to you. I'm sorry about that. I was talking to somebody. Was that for me,
Tracy? I don't have opportunity.
Hold on, Jack. Steve, if you're going to stand by, just mute your phone. If you want to hit the one button, take yourself back out. If you want to say something again, push the one button to bring you back to the top.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Tracy, I've had the opportunity to be around a lot of great racers. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's really packed with them. And then, you go down to Houston, man, that's a great bunch of guys down there, too. There used to be a Dallas-Fort Worth rivalry when I was younger growing up, and then that really turned into a DFW-Houston rivalry. And, I've seen DFW as a whole go out of state and represent the state. I've seen DFW as a whole go to Houston. The whole sticks together, when it comes to groups. But you really, Tony, everybody is really pretty dangerous. A lot of good guys that stick together within their own, don't see anything off their car to make sure you can get out. Great group of guys myself. I don't really like them talk about themselves, but you've seen us in Houston, you've seen us Louis place. Together we have to get something somebody needs. We're all there. We're all there on the start. Work is a huge just trying to that's all you can ask for is for them to stand behind you when you make a bad decision as well. We got a good group of guys, and we're going to make a little better name for ourselves in the upcoming year. We're getting some bugs worked out right now. Tony Thorne is definitely, he's somebody that's always got something stirred up. He's always looking to make some action. Bud Morgan, Galen, Ken. The list goes on and on. You got Nightmare. Every time you turn around, there's somebody's got a car. Somebody's got a group of guys. They just look around the corner, and they're ready to get you. They're not holding nothing back.
I saw that, and I'd like to get Tony on the line, so He definitely a gung ho racer, cause he called a group of guys out on that internet today. He had a group of people he called out, and I was like, wow, Tony's definitely sticking it out there. So he definitely gonna bring action. And like you say, it's a lot of y'all around in the DFW area that got a group of guys that y'all definitely trying to bring action. And y'all will travel, and this is one thing that we want to work on. Is I'm gonna say it now. Hopefully we can get together, man, and make a trip out to the East Coast later on in the year and take, you know, a group of cars out there from all around the state of Texas and the surrounding area like Oklahoma, Louisiana, and we can go out there on the East Coast and try to show them guys and mix it up with them guys, man. I'm working on trying to see if we can pull something together and travel together and do exactly what you're saying. You have DFW starting out Dallas, then Fort Worth, and then turn into the DFW, and you're right. I noticed when we did the May 19th race, hey, Dallas came to Houston. If I ain't mistaken, it was about 25 to 30 deep coming out to DFW, coming down there to bring action to Houston. And you're right, that was a great robin. Dallas and Houston used to go on, and always a good, fun thing to happen. So, you know, all in all, man, you know, it takes a group of people to do it. It's hard for one person to do it, so it takes a group effort. So, yeah, you got to take your hats off them guys that can group up and do it from weekend or every other week or once a month or whatever it is. You got to do it as a unit, man. That's the way to go.
Yeah, and we're fortunate to have the weather that we have year-round to where we can actually do the racing we do. I've talked to some guys that's from up north, and, man, it's unbelievable. They get to race 3-4 months out of the year, and then it's over with. They're back to working on their cars. It seems like we don't shut down, but just maybe, I don't know what y'all shut down there about a month and a half tops. I mean, it's even shut down that long, just Christmas and New Year's, and we're right back to racing again. So, weather permitting, of course, but, you know, we're just fortunate. We got a lot of tracks up here in the DFW area. We got good weather. You know, we got always something getting promoted, something going on. And then, like you said, as far as Tony Thorne goes, he called out the fucking ice cream man earlier today. He called out everybody. I mean,
Hold on
right now. You said Tony, and my phone was going off. I'm going to try to see. Hey, keep the show going, Jackie. I'm going to have to call him right now and give him a call. Keep the show going, Jackie. All right. Well, but anyway, we got something going on this weekend at Denton up there at North Star Raceway. Got a few grudge races going to happen. I'm going to be up there watching that. It's an index race as well. So some of my guys are going to run in it, and we're going to go up there and just try to do our best to be a part of the show, not trying to, I mean, hell, we all want to win, but we're just going to try to go up there and just do the best we can this weekend and try to get geared up. I think a couple of us are trying to head out east to Mississippi here next week or two. So go out there and try to represent for the DFW, and then we'll be back here for some more grudge racing in the Dallas area, maybe Houston before it's over with.
Okay, I think
I
don't know.
Tracy
may be
still on the line. Yeah, I'm back now. I was just talking to Tony. Tony's phone is charged. He's going to call in. He told me to give him about 10 minutes. He's going to call into the show and give us what he thinks on it. So he got to put a little juice in his phone. His phone is kind of low. So, go ahead. Got any other calls? Want to chime in? Go ahead.
Your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy?
What's happening? Who is this?
Tinker, what's going on?
What's up, Tinker? Winkle, what's happening? What do you think about the topic? Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to, you know, the Thomas Dog crew. You know, y'all be pretty good together in the crew you got. You know, get James Cleveland and Sharon and, you know, y'all, I see y'all got together. And what about those shutdown crew out of New Braunfels? I don't know, I ain't seen them in a while, but get a little something. And also, I also want to talk about, you know, you have 90% of these cars, you know, set a wind light on, and they won't even get on and say nothing for you. Good about it. You know, it's going to be like this sometime. Where Atticat at?
I don't know if
Atticat's
out there. Hawk is out there. I don't know if Atticat's out there.
Hawk's out there. Who's that old S10 truck? Somebody sitting like him in the box of fencing, you know. Who is he?
Undertaker, he's out there.
Where?
Let me talk to him. Hey, Sarah, can you get
the Undertaker out there? Undertaker is still on the phone and his mic is still open. He may be on mute.
Yeah, come on. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. What's going on, man? I heard you earlier say something about an S10 stock suspension. You want somebody sitting like you?
Hello.
You got a Nova stock suspension.
Big block, small block?
I got a big block, man.
What you do for me? Small block on gas. What you do for me?
Huh?
Small block on gas. What you do for me?
Yeah. Small block on gas.
Yes, oh, drag radio.
Hey, somebody's
going to
come here
and
talk to you
in the background.
Can you walk away from the
huh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I got somebody
real bad. You might be here, Jackie. Go ahead.
Okay, Tracy, I muted Jackie's mic. I think that might have been
okay.
Me.
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
What's the trip I do for you?
How about softball?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
How about volleyball? How about football?
What's that going on or something?
Hey, you got it on there.
Somebody got a bunch of kids in the background.
Hey, if you're not talking, can you please, please, mute your mic and mute your mic? If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic?
It must be a baby or something. Hey, that's 10. That's you, that's 10?
That's me right here, Undertaker.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the back tie here. Let's try it here with it.
Where you want to do it at? Houston?
Yeah, we can do it at Alicat Race.
Back tie in the move?
No, you know, we're
going to
move together.
You on slicks, ain't you?
Yeah. You on slicks?
No, drag radios.
I'll give you the back,
Kyle.
Let's try that. It's stock suspension, all full metal car. No fiberglass but the hood.
No fiberglass but the hood.
That's it. Everything is still got wheel wells in the front.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you traveling from out of town? Because I don't want to waste your time. Are you traveling from out of town?
Yeah, I'm coming from Austin.
Oh, that's around the corner. Okay.
No, it's around the corner. Yeah.
That's around the corner. That's around the corner. Hell, I drive trucks for a living, so I know that's around the corner.
What you saying? You want to try it? I'll be out there. I might bring it down there, you know. You like it? You try it. If you don't want to do it, we don't have to do it.
Yeah, I'm willing to try you, but back tie in the moves, we can do it for a little something.
You kind of gas all I do the back tie in the moves. See, that ain't fast.
No, I tell you what, just show up. We'll see what we can do.
All right, so how am I know who you is? I mean, show up, how am I know who you is?
Oh, you'll know me. You'll see a little old black S10, look like a hearse. It's all black. Ready to take you on your last ride.
All right. It's black hearse.
Yeah, it's black. All black. Rims black. Everything. It's all black. Got a big old sign on the back window say Undertaker.
Undertaker? All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, I'll be down there. I might call you back right. Then. I might say, fuck Gee, the move. Let me think about it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I might just do that. You know, it might be Christmas time for you. Never know.
Well, I'm the new kid on the block. I'm the new kid straight out of Alicat camp, so.
Oh, you're an Alicat camp, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I didn't see what Alicat is. He's claiming that I might give you the move, too. I might just throw that in with you. Put Alicat in there. I might just try that.
Two in the move.
Is he out there? Where his car at?
I don't know. I'm up here in Memphis, Tennessee, driver.
Oh, you up there. Okay. I'm going to get back with you. We might just do that. Let me think about it. And I might just need that, throw that little move in with you. You going to pay double on the money?
I ain't got a bunch of money. I'm a poor
brother. You paid double on the money. Where we bet you paid double on the money?
I don't know about all that, driver. Just show up. Just get here. Just get here. We might can match a big block with your big block.
Man, you stock suspension. Like you just said, you have stock suspension, so I want stock suspension.
Yeah, I'm a stock suspension. Ain't nothing missing but the back seat. That's it. Ain't never been cut on, no mini tub, no nothing.
It's a Blazer.
It's a Blazer. FTM Blazer.
Blazer, okay.
All right. It's real heavy, so you ought to be able to give me a little something with that big one.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give you a call. Talk with you. Hey, you got a number?
What's that?
Hey, you got a number?
Yeah, I got
a number, yeah. Well, I'm going to think about it, and I might call you back and tell you that's a bet. What do you want to do it for?
I don't know. I ain't got a bunch of money, man. Anywhere from $5 to $1,000. Anything over $1,000 is too much for me.
That's what I'm talking about. Do it like that, then. Okay.
All right.
I'll give you a call.
All right,
bud. Hey, you got anything else you want to say about the topic? What you want to say about... Wait, I'm going to ask you this thing. I'm going to ask you this, and we're on the line. What do you think, since you've been getting your car ready and I got your car running, what do you think or what do you like to see in order to form a camp here in ATX, get somewhere we can travel around with one, two, or three cars and try to make action in the Dallas, Fort Worth area, Houston area, get together and try to come towards the end of the year, go out of state and do something because other folks come here. What do you think? I'm just going to ask you your opinion. What do you think it's going to take?
I don't know. I would like to see, you know, everybody like to go see racing and be around it, but when it comes about, you know, getting together and making a team, Can't
nobody want to
play phone
on them.
Nobody
really want to
be around
them.
I don't know. But I'd love to see, you know, we get
a
bunch of cars around here, but ain't nobody
want to
do nothing.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars around here. I mean, they're here. I mean, we got a few cars that can come out and go. They can go places. They can do pretty decent. Like I tell, the thing I see about cars around here, you just have to try to pick your man in your class. That's all you got to do. Pick somebody that likes you, close to you. You think you got a chance? Pick somebody in your class. Everybody in the fast car don't always win, and everybody not going to have the same stuff. But you can look at some of these cars, and you can watch them make the fastest, and you can try to make some action. You know, sometimes it's hard to do it by yourself, but you got to team up with somebody. That's what I like to see folks around here do. We haven't done it yet, but... It's one of the things, it's ongoing. You got to keep on working on it, and maybe one day it happens. But we got to start grouping up and be like Houston guys. They travel with a group, and Dallas Fort Worth, they travel with a group. I represent the ATX, man, and we got to kind of group up and take two or three cars of these guys racing, man, and try to, you know, make some kind of action. If it comes a time we can't take with one car, then let's take that one car, you know. It takes time, and money, so.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys around here are scared to lose. They act like they losing their virginity or something, you know. I mean, they just raise a few dollars, you know, hell with it. I'm going to go try this guy up here. He's out dragging me in trouble. I'm going to try out here. Hell with it. Bet what I can stand. I ain't going to bet my light bill, but I'll bet my gas bill, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of.
Alleycat, your mic is open. Horace, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, Tinker. I said there's a lot of cars that sitting like you taking it here, wrapping over the gas, man. Right? On stock. They got a bunch of cars here with rat motors on gas that sit just like you on stock suspension.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it on up there.
I mean, if you coming, man, I'll find your race, man. We got a bunch of them like
you. Got a who?
You got a lot of cars just sitting like you.
Sitting like me?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going, just hit me, call me, let me know, man. I'll find your race.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
No, what's the deal?
Hey, I need to talk to Sharon right quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sharon.
I'm on the line, Alley Cat.
Sharon, when you see my number, you need to open my mic immediately.
Yeah, I mean, Tinker trying to put something on Bass, man. I don't know nothing Bass.
I just got off work. Tinker, if you want to lock in some money, we can lock in some money. We got a stock suspension Mustang for your ass right now. Do you want to lock in?
No, I'm not really locking in no Mustang. I'm going to check it out. You're not just going to put me out there. Do you want to lock your car in?
I don't have a car. I bought a boat.
Well, you shouldn't even be on the show here. There don't be no host, no other host on the phone.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
He got part of the car.
He don't want to race.
Hey, fam, I ain't never seen him, but I'll give him the backside of the move. Never seen him before.
I tell you what.
Okay, lock that in then, you bastard. Lock it in right now.
Never seen him.
Alley Cat and Hard, you can get the back tie to move. Now, how about that?
Oh, no, we ain't talking about that. We talking about you get the back tie to move.
Man, I'm talking about you can get the back tie to move. You tell me what I can get, and I'll tell you what you can get. So it go both ways.
Hey, Sam. I'll take the back tie to move from anybody he brings. Now, lock that in.
What did he say?
You know what he said.
You
I'll take back time to move from anybody that you bring.
I imagine you will.
Yeah.
God damn, man. You ain't stopping. Hey, he's stopping your show, man. He's stopping your show.
Hey,
you got the back time to move. Now.
I don't want it. I just might take it.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him the back tie to move, and I'm going to turn one kid off.
Seen the car. I ain't even seen the car. Now, that's grudge racing. That's what you call grudge racing.
You going to do what, man?
I'm going to give you the back tie to move, and I'm going to cut one kid off.
No matter, you're not going to be like the rest of these guys and talking about I got to drive and I don't let them kind of shit in.
I don't care who's driving, man. I'm just coming
outside. I'll take that. I'm bringing the car out of there. You give me the back kind of move. Lock it in right now. I'm going to shut you up. Lock it in.
It's a lock bid. How much you want to lock in?
You got to come over there and call me. And I ain't got to drive. You got to drive. I ain't got to drive. Just bring the car out of there and you're going to give me the back kind of move.
You said you got to come on stock suspension? Bring it.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You heard it wrong. That was the tough guy. I'm talking to you now. That was that guy. I wasn't talking to you, so what I said to him don't apply to you. But if you give me the back time to move, I'll bring him on that Sunday.
You bring a call back time to move on stock suspension. You got it.
No, you picking your race now.
I'm picking the race.
You pick me. You tell me what to bring. I'm telling you what I'm going to bring. You tell me what to bring. I'm telling you what I'm going to bring.
You just told me you were going to get me a move with a car. I don't even know what it is.
You'll know when it gets there because I'm going to come to you.
God damn. Well, you are really stupid, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, you can tell me what to bring, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to bring. You'll see when I get there. I'm going to come to you. Now, is that bet? You going to give me the back time to move?
You bring that motherfucker car.
I just take the back tie. Now, how about that?
If you bring the back ass car, you got it.
There you go, picking your race. There you go.
I'm not gonna start no traffic car.
Well, you don't even know what it is. I just told you.
I'm telling you, I don't care what kind of car it is. As long as the back ass car, you got the back tie.
I don't know the difference between a back half and a straight half. What's the difference in them? All I know, I'm bringing the car down there. You're going to give me the back top and the move, and I'm going to try it.
If you had a car, you'll know what's back half.
Only five of it. You don't have back half, so how would I know?
You know the back half has got stock front end on it.
I don't know. I mean,
he's trying to find a car, man. You ain't got no car to race.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any baby dolls for Tinker?
Something for him to play with, man.
I'm trying to play, man.
What? I'm playing. I got nothing.
Yeah, how do you mean I'm playing?
First, you said if I bring you bring the car down here, you're going to give me back time move. I tell you, I take a back time move from anybody you bring. Didn't I say that?
I understand it. But what I was saying about that other guy don't apply to you. You told me what you're going to give me.
And I told you I got a car going to sit just like you on stock suspension.
You got a car what?
On stock suspension, it'll run you.
And it's a small block.
What's wrong now?
I'm just listening.
It ain't funny now, is it?
No, I'm just listening because it seems like when people get serious, y'all think somebody's playing, so I'm just listening to y'all talk.
I'm serious.
Sharon, do you have any baby dolls available?
No, sorry, I don't.
Damn. Take a get off the phone, Tigger. How about that?
Tinkle, I'm like right there. You step with your rage with the Undertaker, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
they really kind of backing out right now.
Man, be honest, that is an index car. They run 740s. That's it.
What car?
It's an index car.
The truck.
What?
The Blazer.
My car is an index car, too. I ran an 18. You heard about that on the regular show a couple months ago.
Lamont's mic is open.
Lamont, your mic is open. Lamont! Hey! What's up? Talk to me, man. I see eight people being disrespectful on this show, man. What's that? Nigga, gone lock something in. Tracy been preaching about locking in. Lock you something in. Still 300, man. Lock you something in.
I just told that cat lock something in. They want to tell me what they want.
I'm telling you to lock something in. Tell the brother to lock your few dollars in so you don't waste your gas.
I'm going to take a car, whoever it is, the Undertaker, Black Earth.
Man, lock you something in, Tinker, with Undertaker. Get your little bite. Don't get greedy. Get your little bit. Don't go too fast.
That one ain't
going
to happen.
Why
it ain't going to happen?
But why they wasting Tinker time talking about lock it in then?
Who? Tinker the one that won't lock nothing in. I'm going to give him the back tie to move with the stock switching car.
I told him.
What you giving it to him with?
With my car.
What is that? The Camaro?
Yep.
He's picking his race. Don't pick your race.
What's wrong?
God damn, Lamont. I mean, I'm not understanding. We ain't even seen Tinker car, man. Come on, man.
I told him to
shit, one thing about it, if y'all know it was that bad, goddamn, he'd have been and jumped on y'all. So y'all know he ain't that goddamn bad.
We don't want to see Tinker car. We ain't trying to see nothing.
I'm giving him the back time to move.
Yeah. Hey, that Tinker fella.
Yeah.
If he going to give me the back time to move, tell him to do it straight off the trailer. No shakedown.
Okay, then. That's what you want to do?
Yeah,
we'll
do that.
You want to do that,
Taylor? No, not straight off the trailer. Y'all got all that kind of rules down there, don't you?
No.
This the Undertaker you're talking to now.
Let's lock that in. Back tie on the move, straight off the trailer.
Hey, man.
Back top.
Hey, Bass, he don't have a stock suspension car, man.
Okay, all right.
I thought it was stock suspension.
He gonna pick on a little old street truck.
Yeah, he wanna put on something. That's a truck drive around, man.
I tell you what, he stopped suspension on 29.
I mean, why do you want another red motor on 29s? With stock suspension.
Huh?
White woman on another rap motor.
Undertaker wanna do it, that's why.
Huh?
Because Undertaker wanna do it.
They still stand. I ain't changed my mind. You got back time, and I'm going to turn my kid off.
No, give me that the car that's
stuck at
the stock suspension. What
kind of
car is it? A Phoenix? What'd you say?
No, that's got a lot of cars. The Camaro got stock suspension. 67 Camaro on stock suspension.
Hard, you're turning your gas off and give
King
the back time to move?
I'm gonna turn one kid off and give King the back time to move.
And clean one.
Ooh,
I'm clean by more than one.
Man, y'all
betting on that too. Y'all gonna give him everything in the book.
Yeah, and I'm gonna clean.
Ooh, anything.
Y'all, yeah, that show sound good, don't it?
They say I'm not that money, man. That's all I can tell you.
Don't give me the
shit to get off the pot, Tinker. Get at you one, man. Shit to get off the pot, Tinker.
Nigga, don't stutter now. I done told you, I'm going to be back in the mood, and I'm going
to
cut one.
Hold on. Listen to this. I'm going to go back and listen to the show. And I might try this. And go ahead and say it again, Hard. What you going to do?
Hard say going to give you everything in drag racing with the clear. That means you got lane charts. You got the back tie, you got the move.
Yeah, you got no lane charts.
He said everything but the right lane. I'm on the right lane.
He said everything.
Yeah, well, you just said everything.
His car don't go down a level.
What? He got plenty of time to straighten it out. He can move, back tie and the move.
Hold on, Tracy.
Huh?
You say your fat ass out of you. I know you driving the car.
I'm just saying what the man said.
You need to stay out of it.
I didn't just take it out. I was just saying what Hart was clarifying what Hart said.
Now, I know what you're doing. You just stay out of it. Let them two talk.
He said everything. Hart said everything.
Listen, this is what
everything
you got.
Everything mean everything. Got that? Everything.
Yeah, Hart said everything.
He don't get lane charge. Whoever be inside that, they don't have lane charge. You already know that.
But he said he was going to give him anything. I'm just checking. I'm just asking.
No, he getting
well,
back out of the move.
That's going to happen.
And the clear.
Hart get lane charge.
And the clear.
Yeah, he got everything with the lane charge. He got everything with the lane charge.
He got everything. I'm cutting it off.
You cutting everything off?
No. If I don't cut everything off, I'll leave everything on.
Come on, Hart, man.
Okay. I'm giving you the back tie. Listen, you got the left lane, the back tie, and the move, and the clear. Is that understood?
God damn. Man, I got a steel car, man. Come on, man.
I'm telling
you, put everything on the table, let's do it. Put everything on the table, let's do it. Fuck it.
I'm telling you what it is.
Come on, man. Put everything on the table.
I'm going to cut one kid out.
Put the lane choice and just do it. Fuck it.
I ain't going to give you the lane and everything, guys.
Come on, man. I mean, you say you're going to give me everything in drag racing. That's everything. Yeah, that's everything I can think of, right?
You trying to get everything and money, too.
Well, I ain't going to worry about the money. I just want to see what you say is true, what you're going to do with me. I just want to see if that's true. If it's true, then, you know. I don't want to see it. You gonna give me everything in drag racing? And Alec Cat, you get your fucking ass man driving and get do what he said. I'll take what you pay.
I ain't gonna happen. I'll be everything under the sun. I bet I won't sit in that motherfucker.
Goddamn, you need driving while you on the phone. What you talk on?
You can call me whatever you want.
Alec Cat, so Alec Cat, you put your lane choice on there. Let's do it, fuck.
You on 10.5 Tinker or big time?
9.5
You ain't on no 9.5 You on 9.5 You got everything.
Who gonna be the DP man? Hello?
Let me.
Thinking you got it.
Who gonna be responsible for this race?
Tinker, you say you're on 9.5
Say name.
Tinker. You on 9.5 inch tires?
Yeah, I think I'm on 9.5. 9.5, 10, one of them.
You know what size tire you on, man.
Well, you was all confident a while ago what you was going to do to me.
Ooh.
And now, you telling me.
Pick up. The same thing still stand, man. Ain't no change. When you get to the track, the same thing still gonna stand.
Hmm.
Hey, Harsh.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Yeah.
If you get him everything, he beat you. Let him give me everything.
Yeah. I'm giving him everything. He, you can't ask for no more, man. The only thing I want is the right name. At least one way to see the car.
I'm the taker.
I want you when you first get there. You ain't talking about when you first get that straight out of the taker. Don't talk
hey,
to me.
Hey, Tinker. How much you talking about running for?
I don't have a bunch of money. I don't have a bunch of money, Salo.
How much?
You gonna you gonna give me that or what are you gonna do?
Oh, you got it all, Tinker. You hear that? Everything.
I got it all?
Yep, lock it in. How much?
Let's see, tell you what.
I don't wanna hear all that.
So well you can make sure you say I got it all. Specify,
because
I don't want no gimmicks when I get down
there. You got a back tire and a move, and you got a lane charge, man.
And a clear on the other end.
Yeah.
You say two cars earlier, it's still going to be them two cars?
Man, you heard what I just told you, man. You ain't
stupid.
I got
to make sure I get out. I want all of it. You know, that's what you said.
I know you can roll up that shot bus, eh? I just told you, man. Tracy, explain it to him, man.
You got the back tire to move, and he's going to clear you. And it's only the clear, only meaning it got to be daylight between you all and the other end.
I know what the clear means. I know exactly what that is. And you're going to use one kit.
No, I didn't say that. I told y'all going to turn one kit off. I told y'all going to turn one kit off.
Okay, turn one kit off.
Yeah.
How much you want to do it for?
No matter, at least $1,000.
At least $1,000? You want to lock it in? How much?
Yeah.
Lock $1,000 in? Come on, lock, what you want to lock in?
Call it.
Tell you what. And this Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Lock in $300 on that $1,000. We'll try. We might try it.
That's a bit.
Ain't no mic.
Huh?
It's a done pickup. Ain't no mic.
What?
That's a done
pickup. No, it ain't all about no mic. This is a race or not, man.
It's 300 on the 1,000. Who going to be responsible for your money, too?
Sean.
He may have understood. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
who going to be responsible for taking money?
Tinker,
I want
that Tinker on there.
Huh?
Tinker.
Man, Tinker wasting our time, man. Go on to something else, Tracy. You don't want to race.
Hey, Tracy, is there any way that you can give a class after this show?
What?
Any way that you can give a class?
What kind of class you want? Yeah.
Well, hell, man, he don't know how to talk.
He was talking, and I don't see him.
Maybe he fell off
or what?
Tinker fell off, but I'm going to open up a couple of more mics here. Daryl was racing. Your mic is open. Tina, your mic is open. Trina, your mic is open.
Tracy.
Go ahead,
Trina.
Tina, your mic is open.
Hey, one of them scared and the other glad of it.
It must be Tina.
I said one of them scared and the other glad of it.
Hey, Tina.
Who cares, you think, Tinker? Call it out now. We on the show. Call it out. Be a man about it.
Because I'm... Do what?
Your mic is open, too.
I'm trying to get in with ours, man. They sound like they're trying to engage.
I must be doing some secret shooting or somewhere or something, huh? You supposed to tell me when you got that car together, boy.
Yeah.
You supposed to tell me when you got that car together, because you know I've been waiting for the race.
Yeah, man.
Now, we supposed to be out there Sunday testing. Me and Twin will be out there Sunday testing. We'll make it hit, man. If everything all good, if everything ain't all good, man, we'll do it anyway, bro.
You ain't working out there. You got a killer, man. You don't
care.
Man,
I can't get down the track, man. Did you see me in Evendale? Man, we can't even get down the track, bro.
Me too,
bro. I'm willing to take a gamble, man, because I hadn't engaged, man. I just got engaged, people, bro. I hadn't engaged in so long, man. I'm just willing to take a gamble, man.
You
going
to lay down.
Man, I ain't no different than DJ. You know, man, y'all willing to run DJ. You know, man, we both got back house. We both the same weight. What's the difference?
Man, I'm going to run y'all more 10 and a half, man. Y'all.
Did you not hear that speech Jackie Davis gave earlier?
What?
Half of the time, people run better on 10 and a half than the big time, bro. Man, come on now,
y'all don't want me engaged, man.
I'm trying to give y'all what y'all want.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Y'all don't want me engaged?
When you got a killer and hood, it don't matter.
Well, I tell you what, then I'll give you the back tie. Then. Since you want to engage so bad, I'll give you the back tie Sunday.
You might do that,
though.
You probably do that. Let me see what you're going to talk about. Me and you going to do something. Me and DJ both to do something, really. You want to get over that me and DJ both been doing some on 10 ahead, but he got big time, so it don't matter. I'm going to try anyway.
Hey, man, buy your best fan. You got to get with it like everybody, man. Shit like everybody, bro. You put big time under there. See, when you first got you had big shoes on now.
I can put big time on that, but I don't want to tell
you. What's stopping you then, bro?
Ain't no difference, man.
See, if you want, man, we I ain't gonna try the 10 and a half yet, but you know I'm still trying to get a feel for the car. But man, we'll put 10 and a half on there if you want to try.
You put it on 10 and a half, we're gonna
raise that. But I ain't gonna put 10 and a half on it right now. But we still trying something right now, so I ain't gonna put 10 and a half on it right now. But hey,
yeah,
you know, I thought y'all wanted to engage, man. Y'all was on here trying to engage,
man.
I thought I was missing out on something, man. My bad.
You got a little more than what I got on the big tires, man.
I got a little what?
You got a little more than what I got on the big tires. You rolling.
And we all back half cars, man.
Yeah. But you put 10 and a half on one, man.
We all back half cars. Hey, I'm remember that. You know, everybody listen to that now.
I'm going to run you, man. Y'all say okay. I wasn't going to run you at first. I'll run you twice, ain't
it? Yeah, but I don't know what happened, man. I get a heavier
oh.
car, man. I can't get you to race no more, man. I get a car like you, man. This car right here can't outshift the foot to Firebird, bro. I ain't gonna even lie to you, man.
But you got a better car. You got more fun to do it.
That's a better car.
You got more fun to do it.
Yeah, when it can't leave harder than my own car, how does a better car?
You told me you were going to let me get out of there, you're going to roll me over on the other end anyway. Ain't that
what you told Hotshot? Yeah, when I get my car together, man, hey, I'm trying to engage, though, so I'm trying to engage. You know?
Oh, see, you're going to stop right there. That's the time you're going down.
Y'all trying to engage, but you just might get that. You just might get that. We go out there, man, and we go straight. That's what I'm saying. You might as well take advantage of this opportunity, bro, because you seen my last race. You know,
I had the same problem, man. Didn't I?
Well, I should have built goddamn paddle fence then.
Yeah. I had the same problem. We both had
to. All right, man, y'all trying to engage, though. Y'all trying to engage, man. It built paddle fence then, man. I'm just trying to give y'all what y'all want, man. Y'all on the show, I feel y'all trying to engage today, you and Alley Cat. I'm just trying to give y'all what y'all want, bro. I'm gonna back off then, man. I'm gonna back off. I was just, you know, I'm gonna back off then, bro. You know, I just thought y'all was engaged, man. Y'all just let me know next time, man. I'll raise my hand next time and ask y'all if y'all want to engage next time. No, we all right. You know me, you know, we got a break that tie break anyway. Well, man, I've been having the call for, I've been having the call for, I've been having the call since May, man. Shit, you've been saying that since May, bro. I figure I'm not going straight right now, so it'd be the best time right now.
It's your best opportunity right now.
You wait till Raw Rage, you gonna get fucked up. Explain yourself. This is your best time right now.
We
bring the car out and go to him, man. It might go crooked again, man.
No, we gonna do it, man.
Fuck you, then. We do it off the trailer. But if I do it off the trailer, I'm gonna do a head up off the trailer because I know I ain't gonna go straight.
You ain't gonna go straight. You wasn't testing last week, man. I ain't been testing. Did he test the makeup?
Man, the car not going straight, bro.
She been testing, man. Shit. I ain't been testing.
Hey, Hoss, I'm gonna leave you alone, bro. I thought y'all wanted to engage, man. I thought y'all wanted to engage. I'm gonna leave y'all alone, man. Cause all of a sudden you by yourself when y'all was talking with Atika. It was you and Alley Cat, man. I ain't heard Alley Cat not one time, man. I said, hey, I'm still here. I thought you got out of the UQ, man. I thought you pressed one, man. My bad.
Man, we stay together, man. You forgot about
that. Okay.
He gonna leave the hanging.
Okay. Well, I was just making sure, man. I thought y'all was ready. You see, I'm not ready. I'm willing to take that gamble, though, but I thought y'all was ready, man.
I'm not ready either, but you're not going straight,
but you're giving back ties and the moves, though. You know, that's why I thought you was ready. My bad. My bad, bro.
I think I got enough to beat him, though.
My bad.
Yeah, I might go out there and blow the ties off. I ain't gonna tell you.
Man, you seen what I was doing last time. I'm still doing it, bro. That's what I'm saying. But I, man, I don't care. It don't make me none, though, bro. You know, that's what we do. We race, bro.
Yeah, we race, Dad. We had both of our time. We race. You know that? We don't race.
I'm telling you.
You better out a little more than me.
I'm coming.
Don't worry about it. I'm coming.
What you talking about? All you been out there saying set up for, what, 3-4 years now, man?
I ain't been out there. I've been out twice this year, my brother.
You know, but I've been out 3 times, maybe.
I've been out my car about three times, bro.
Hey, you can add 20 to them. I got what, maybe 12, 13 passes on the car since I had it, bro. I had two passes on the car, started grudge racing.
Yeah. So that's what you came out of the car was working, man. My car hasn't been working. I got to figure back it out.
You got to put some big shoes on there, man. Put some big shoes on there and come on out and play.
Yeah, I'm trying. I want to. I need to put some rims on my car, man.
That's what you're going to have to do, man. You know, yeah. I guess I'm going to have to leave you alone. I'm going to have to wait on Hot Shot again. That's y'all last resort. I'm going to have to go ahead and put it on Hot Shot.
Give me that to him, big time.
Tracy. Yeah, go ahead. This Peanut.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Yeah, tell one of them to give me the back tie and the hit.
In the back tie, I got a back half. I take that back tie and the hit.
You got the next lane.
Yeah.
No, I take the back tie and the hit just like you're trying to get everybody else. Hell, I think I'll take that.
you got the next thing, and we ain't seen your car.
I ain't seen yours either. That's why I say I'm gonna take the back tire in.
Lock it in, Peanuts.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta talk no more. Let's talk some money.
Yeah.
You gonna give me the back tire in?
Now you sound like Tinker.
I just said I'm gonna take it.
Peanut got a bigger monster than me, man. Shit, y'all willing to raise him? Like, that's some shit, huh?
I don't know, man. I ain't never seen it, Dad. Sam got him on that one. No, it ain't that, Dad.
He on the phone stiffing.
That's all he's doing.
He's stiffing.
Hey, Dad, you know I got a little bit of motor. You know.
Oh, man, I just called in, man. Shit, I thought this was a Hogs and Alley Cat show. I was like, who the fuck is that, man? I had him on, man. You know?
I thought you were hard to watch the show for the day, man.
Shit.
man.
Yeah, I thought y'all bought the show for the day, man.
Hell no, we took the show over.
Yeah, I see that, though, man. That's why I thought y'all was really engaged, man. My bad. I'm sorry, man. I got a bad habit of assuming sometimes, man. My bad.
They came on here and put the bulldog down on Tinker, and I can't get back on line, but then you came on here and put the bulldog down on them, so right now it looks like you're taking the show. I can't get Tinker back. Honestly, you're putting the bulldog on hard. Tracy, look at this here. Dad, bring his car on 10.5 hours about the trailer. You hear that?
If I want?
Come down 10.5 hours, I'm going to hear about the trailer, both of us, son.
You know I can't hold no 10.5 hours right now, man. You know I got a hurricane out here, man. I can't get nothing shipped in right now, bro.
Oh.
You know I can't get nothing shipped in right now, man.
You look at the weather channel,
seeing I had a hurricane over here. You know I couldn't get nothing shipped in. That's why you said that, huh?
Yeah, you got
shit, man. That's why you said that, though. You know, man, you can't get nothing shipped in. I'm calling him out on them 10.5 hours, man. I know he can't get nothing by Sunday. Nah, I can't get no 10.5 hours by Sunday.
Yes, you can. I can argue this shit.
Yeah, when I put them 10.5 hours on, you know, Harsh. I ain't ready to put the 10.5 hours on though, because I got bigger fish to fry. I got bigger fish to fry, man. I just advertise. I got bigger fish to fry, bro.
I can't run with them like stores, man. I ain't got my motor for that. I got the same motor I ran you 3 years.
Same motor. Yeah, and I had the same motor you had last year and still running with them.
You know, man.
I don't make no excuses with motors.
No, I ain't making no excuses. I'm trying to get in what I fit in, like Tracy say.
Yeah, ain't no need to make no excuses with motors, man.
She
run what you bring, man.
That's all I got, man.
We went to Carolina. I had a 706. Everybody else had 800 cubic inch motor.
You know?
You got a 706. Well, I got a 728. You know?
You don't have a 484 bore space, I bet you that. You don't have a 484 bore space, I know that.
No, I ain't got no 484 bore space, but I got a small 5.
And you don't have a steel block.
I got a small 5.
I have a steel block and a 484 bore space, Darryl. I don't have aluminum nothing in mine.
That's why I say, man, I'll give you the back tire Sunday. High shit right now. So you might want to take it now, man, because once we get it figured out here in the next few months.
I might do that Sunday,
Darryl,
when we get there. I ain't saying I ain't going to race you Sunday. I said when we get there, we're going to do something. That's cool, then. I'm not dodging you. That's cool, then. We'll see you then Sunday. Yeah, we'll do something.
Hey, Peanut, head up, Peanut. Head up with that ghost car you're talking about, Peanut. Peanut still on the line, Tracy?
Yeah, I think Peanut's in line there.
Oh, okay.
Peanut.
Peanut.
He must be on
the line. We scared Peanut off the line. Uh-huh. Well, I tell you, man.
Peanut.
What's up?
I mean, Peanut.
Tracy, Peanut dropped off the line, but in the meantime, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, you know, the actual show. I've got John Crane, who is with, I do believe it's Capital Raceway, and
yep,
I also
that's right.
have I also have the governor of Maryland, Tricky Ricky, on the phone.
Okay.
Tricky and John, to open.
Am I Tracy? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you going. Hey, what's up, John? How you doing?
Good, Tracy. How you doing? Sorry we couldn't get all that racing in down there in Dallas with all that damn rain Saturday. That was something. What I've been trying to do since I've been back up here is to get assembled some grudge racers in Maryland. That's why Tricky Ricky, the governor of grudge racing in Maryland, is on the line with us. I've been working with a gentleman named Sterling Johnson, who is getting a call out to you guys down there to come up on October 13th and have some getting down at my track. And I'm willing to put up some tow money for anybody that lives further than 300 miles from Maryland. So we'd like to get it on Ricky, started on Ricky's show Thursday, and then finish it up next Tuesday on your show and try to lock in some good races for you guys to come up north.
And you said you're willing to put out some tow money to help guys get up there, for male guys to get up there. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Tracy, you pick the guys. I'll put up the money to get you up here and get you back. I'll pay the tow money up and back, and then whatever you take home by winning, it's all yours. But we're going to do it at my track.
That's Capital Raceway in Maryland.
It was just completely resurfaced and ground by Penn Hall. It is laser flat, and it is hooking hard, and we want grudge racing in a big way up here, and there's no way better than to bring you superstars up to do it. Galen Smith said he's coming.
Okay, well, we're talking to them guys. We got some guys on the phone. Got Hard down there. Got Darryl out there. We got Peanut out there. We got some cars out there. I'm not able to come out paying the way up there and back so much.
Background noise was coming from Daryl. I'll open his mic up again, though.
Open the mic up.
Yo.
Hey, y'all here with the guy in the office. He offered to pay toll money. If we went to Capitol, he offered to pay toll money. Something that we probably could think about.
He said
we can come up with something and go that way. Maybe we can get them to come this way. So that's something we can get together and talk about. I know it's coming up pretty quick, a month and a half away. So, but yeah, I'm going to pay toll money up there and back. Tricky Ricky, that old 10-5. You know that third name? Is that the old Jack car?
Probably not. Yeah, that's the old Jack car.
The old Jack car.
Yeah, I'm willing to go that way, Trey.
Hi,
Tricky Ricky. I thought Tricky Ricky had a 69 back out.
6'9" Camaro.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, I mean, he asked me what my personal car was, but yeah, I'm in the 69 back half too.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video. You ran JC Richardson. You the same Tricky Ricky?
Yeah, that's me.
You want to talk
about
it? What do you think about that? Man, I'm going to pay so money. We go up there and choke so money up there and back. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, you know, I gotta check with the camp and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? You know, I don't move without the camp, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give us a few days to think about it, Tracy. We'll talk about it. We'll get together and talk about it, see what we can come up with. And so we know what we're up against, though. Yeah, but we're starting this early, and because we're starting this early, it's going to give everybody a chance, or it should be able to give everybody a chance to figure out if they want to do it or what they want to do, and, you know, give somewhat ample time to make a decision. Now, the race thing is still, yeah.
We know y'all run a quarter mile. You know, you go out there and we run 8 miles. Y'all run 8 miles?
Yeah, we run 8 miles.
Okay.
No, we run 8 miles. That's the Midwest that want to run quarter mile. Laws. That's Chicago, Illinois, all them dudes. They want to run quarter mile.
Yeah.
But to say, I'm gonna say it's mainly 1/8 mile. But I'm sure if somebody wanted to go quarter, that they wouldn't be hesitant to run that way either.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just wanting to call. Most of these cars they ain't running 8 miles. Just checking on that.
Okay.
Tracy, for those guys that are on the line
that don't know, Tricky Ricky's number on Tricky Ricky's show comes on Sunday at the same number that your show has, 646-200-4419.
Yes, that's correct. Thursdays at 8 p.m., 646-200-4419.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky and Tracy, it's John Crane. I think that Ricky and I need to get all the good grudge racers up here and get on his show Thursday night. And, Tracy, if you could get your guys to come on, and let's go ahead and have one heck of a grudge show Thursday night on Ricky's to get it started with who wants to call out who. And then Tuesday we'll finalize it on your show. And then you and I'll talk on Wednesday, Tracy, about who you got, who's coming, and how far, and I'll send the money to bring them up.
Okay.
And I'll pay you half before you get here and half when you go home. I'll pay your money to come. I'll mail it to you, Federal Express it, whatever.
No.
But I'll give your money up front to come halfway, and then I'll pay you the rest to go back home. Hopefully with your tail between your legs. Come to Maryland. Come to Maryland. There's a track owner's willing to pay racers the race.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good deal.
It's a good deal.
All right.
Yeah, it's a long ride.
Let's all run some tracks around here.
All right. Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, Tricky Ricky's show. I expect to hear some good talking from Texas. Don't make me send Bubba Carzone down there to chase you guys down.
We'll talk, we'll get together and we'll talk about it and we'll see what we can come up with. I mean, it's an opportunity and we just kind of see what we can do. So we'll talk about it. Like I said, Tricky Ricky show tomorrow, Thursday, and we'll send him to my guy. So Steve already knew his number. So we'll be talking about it.
All right. I appreciate it, fellas.
Listen,
y'all be safe out there, Ray.
Listen, before everybody go. It would help if you can get somewhat of an understanding of what kind of cars come so we can, you know, match cars up.
Some fast ones.
Yeah, that's all I want is fast ones. Don't bring no damn slow cars. Don't make me pay to bring slow cars from Texas.
Hey, well, look here. I got enough weight on my shoulders as it is, so I know about you Texas guys. But I'm not going to let the cat out the bag about y'all. I'm just saying,
far as suspension-wise go, I need to know what y'all are bringing so I can try to match people up with whoever y'all bringing up here.
Right off the bat, if you know about the tanker guy, let's just make something clear. You know the disruption between what we call backhand down here versus what some guys on the East call backhand. There's been an issue. So I'm gonna tell you right now, some of our backhand calls down here, we call the Kell Smith style front end backhand. So if you're familiar with the Kell Smith style front end, down this way, we run those calls as backhand.
Yeah, I'm hip to that. So I'll put that information out there, but that's why I'm saying let me know what type of cards y'all going to bring so I can try to match them up, whether it's going to be back half or chassis call, you know what I'm saying, or whatever like that.
Hell, Ricky, tell them to bring some damn pro mods as long as they ain't screw blowers. I'll line them up with somebody.
Hold on. I got Jackie Stevens on the phone. Jackie, you on the phone? Jackie,
your mic is open.
Go ahead. Jackie, go ahead.
Hey, hang on a second.
Hey,
the
flat one. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, can y'all bring Corey up here?
Corey who?
With the Malibu, the burgundy and silver Malibu.
Corey.
Y'all might know him by a different name. That's what I know him by.
Who is that?
Corey.
I know him by his name. It's Corey. They got that burgundy or maroon and silver Malibu. It was on Hot Rod Gossip for sale some years back.
Oh, you talking about red tags old car, red tip old car. By the 78 Malibu?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Red tip old car.
Yeah, I know you're talking about that car. Chase,
they got
some new owners on that car.
Yeah.
Who is that? That's somebody
sponsoring
the race.
Chase,
that's
the
man on the phone. Who is that? Who's talking to me? Yeah.
John Craig.
Mm-hmm. Who?
John Craig is towing.
When are you having a race? When are you having a race?
And I'm putting the track up. I own the track. October 13th.
What is that, Tracy?
Stop. He wasn't paying tow money for us to come up there and go back in Maryland. He wasn't paying tow money for us to go up there and come back.
What is that, Tracy?
Maryland, Capital Raceway in Maryland.
You going down there?
Hey, man, we going to get together. We all going to get together and see what we can do. I mean, if everybody decided to go, man, you know, I think we can get together. We all be able to do something, you know. We're going to talk about it.
So who was that Tracy's name?
Huh?
Who was that talking, Tracy?
That's Tricky Ricky talking right there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Tricky Ricky, the governor of Grudge Inc. from Maryland.
He was talking about Sterling. I don't know Sterling on the phone. Sterling's got the old Jack car. They were talking about the old Jack car.
Old Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's on October 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron's got
the
information.
Hey.
Tracy.
Hey, Jackie.
Aaron's got the information.
Hey, Tracy.
About that
Chloe
car. Go ahead, Aaron.
I don't think Chloe's on the phone.
Y'all got one too many people talking at the same time. What was the lady saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
About that burgundy and silver Malibu, I don't think Chloe has that. If you're talking about Chloe, he ain't got it ready yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
Tree Man.
Hey, this Tree.
How you doing, sir? This is, again, Tricky Ricky, the Grudge Inc. Governor of Maryland. How you doing?
I'm all right. How about you, sir?
I'm good. What car do you have now? I heard on Pro Stock Joe show, a dog show or something, that you had a different car. You don't have the Camaro anymore?
I got a 71 Camaro.
The Pro Mod. That's right. You said you got a Pro Mod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Just try to put some cards with some names. That's all.
Okay.
So we see what that be matched up with. Now, is your car automatic or clutch?
Automatic.
Does it matter if you run against a clutch, or does it have to be automatic?
Automatic car.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, I'm
going to the track. Automatic car. Okay, just ask. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this should be interesting. Hopefully, so we get some stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, y'all trying to find out, you know, what's going on or what we want to match up. And, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem coming down. And, like I said, I give faith and see where I want to go.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm on the radio show. They're getting ready to shut out in a minute. Like, you wouldn't hear it, listen, dog. Huh?
All right. Well, y'all make sure y'all come up here. Y'all leave
they cut off at 9 o'clock.
Y'all leave all them 700 plus cubic inches down there in Texas, okay?
And they cut off at 9 o'clock?
Thursday and give each person a time to talk and let everybody pair themselves up with who wants to get a hold of who, and then we'll continue down into next Tuesday back on Tracy's show and then exchange information over the weekend on who's got what up here and who's got what down there. You be the orchestrator up here of this group. Tracy be the orchestrator of that group. Tracy will work with me on the money to get everybody here,
you work with your guys and with Tracy's guys to figure out how much everybody's going to bet on the races. You guys take care of the race part of it. I'm putting up the track, and I'm paying to bring the guys from out of state. It's up to you and the local racers to put the race together. I think that's the best way to work it.
All right, now somewhere in that mix, you got to get Sterling in the picture.
Sterling's going to be on your show Thursday, and so is Hale and a bunch of the other guys.
Right. Well, I do my part, but they got to be in the picture. But we will get it handled.
I'm going to be on the phone to Sterling in about 2 minutes because he's been bugging me 10 times a day today, and I'm going to tell him to get his mouth, get his guys, get his cars, and get his money, and get on your show tomorrow night.
Hey, let me ask this real quick. Hey, Tracy, is Big Earl back up running?
Big Earl?
Yeah, Big Earl.
I don't know just yet. I don't know how to. Jackie Davis on here. I might want to ask that question. Jackie Davis, he might know. He talked to Matt Jones. Jackie, push one of that Jackie things on.
Well, I know him and Big Sexy had a little thing going on. I don't know if they got their race settled or whether they gonna settle that the 29th in Darlington or not. But if not, then you know, maybe Big Earl and Big Sexy can get that race off here at Capital Raceway.
I will check with Jackie. Jackie don't know. Jackie.
Jackie dropped off, it looks like.
Okay, who is that talking about?
Hello.
Who is that?
Can you hear me, Tracy? This is Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. Yeah, go ahead, Jackie.
Yeah, okay. Now, the last I talked to Matt, they didn't have it back together yet, so I don't know if they've got it all straightened out or not, but the last confirmation I had from him, he wasn't, you know, quite put back together yet.
Oh, okay.
But, did you know what John Crane was talking about? It sounded like they said something about a clutch car. I don't know. I know you got a clutch car, right?
Nah, I got an automatic.
Yeah, okay. But he's talking about trying to do something and pay tow money up and back, so.
Well,
yeah,
that's
guaranteed.
I'm definitely interested in just he said no screw cars. I mean, I got a flathead screw. I ain't got no Phillips screw, but just have to see what they let me do. You know,
who about
the screw? The screw
is going to
fall off every now and then.
Hey, what if we got a Allen head?
Blower?
Huh?
Who's talking about the screw blower?
I thought somebody said that they didn't want no screws up there.
Who am I talking to?
Yes.
This is Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie, I'm sure I can find somebody to line up with that screw blower.
Well, it's slow, so I mean, you wouldn't have no problem.
Well, that's all right. Everybody's slow until they lose.
I lose all the time.
I'll get my spy down there in Kennedale to check you out before you come up here and clean my clock, all right?
Yeah, that's all right. There's no spy needed.
All right, well, there's always a spy needed.
Are y'all wanting screws up there too or not?
Oh, hell yeah. We'll take screw blowers up here.
Okay. Well, we'll get with Tracy and see if we can't get something together. Maybe we can all come up there as a group.
All right, well, you got to remember.
Is that a big tire car with a screw blow on it?
Yes.
That's all right.
Okay.
You got to remember that Doug's racing for me now.
Who?
The fastest nitrous car in the country from Texas. He's racing for me now.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so we might have to match you and him up to let him take that screw blower out.
Doug wouldn't do that. Doug's a Texas boy.
Doug will come up and race. Doug will come up for free for me. And so
well,
we'll
free. He might come up for free for you, but he's going to bet them boys up there and money. See,
I know that. Trust me.
We're going to see Doug. We're going to see Doug. And we already got a car we want to see Doug on.
All right, good deal.
Well, hey, we ain't gonna line up next to anybody. Just right now, just trying to, you know, get everything lined out to where I can take off and get up there and
you know, get. I got a business. I'm trying to get off the ground, so I'm trying to take care of my customers right now. So,
yep, I understand that, Jackie.
October 13th, correct?
Yep, October 13th.
Okay. We got some guys.
Hey, y'all just bring one of them slow back half cars up here for me. I ain't that fast, man.
Well, no, I'll slow down here.
Yeah,
also, shit, hey, my back half cars couldn't catch a cold. So, I mean, hell, anyone can ride is going to be slow.
Ricky, I see you was running on 10.5 when you ran JC. Ricky had big time on, didn't he?
Nah, he was on 10.5. That's all he run on that car, 10.5, that I know of. I ain't never seen it with a big tie on.
So, you run your car with 10.5, but you will run a car with big tie, right?
Well, I run the car with big tires, yeah, if you give me some. I will not run a car with big tires on the heads up, no. If you, well, I don't, that video is not on YouTube, but if you had a DVD of that Larry T race, I ran another gentleman with another Camaro that same night. They had a big tire car. He gave me the back tire, but I lost that race. But yeah, if you got a big tire on it, I gotta get something.
Okay. All right.
It's no problem in working out a race. You know what I mean? We just gotta talk it out. That's all.
Yep, that's all we got to do. Everybody get together and start talking, and let's start matching cars up. Tracy?
Hey, this other show you're talking about this later this week, you say tomorrow, somebody else said Thursday. What time is it Texas time?
It's 7 o'clock Texas time.
7 o'clock Texas time?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tracy, you got the number?
Yep, it's 7 o'clock God's time.
Yes, if you don't have the number, the number is 646-200-4419.
Okay,
and that
so
will
it's
be
the same number here. Yeah.
Yeah. The show comes on Thursday, 7 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'd be more than happy to have you on. And you know, let everybody know what you have, and that you're looking for some action for that date. And shouldn't be no problem getting you accommodated with somebody.
Sounds good. All right,
gentlemen, I appreciate it. Tracy, I'll call you tomorrow. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Ricky, I'll talk to you tomorrow. All you racers, be safe. Go fast. Bye.
Yep, good night.
Sure, you're not.
You got the same? Huh? Who? Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. You know, I appreciate you having me on and, you know, making me a part of this little shindig of what's going on between Texas and Maryland.
Okay, man, we'll try to come on. We'll come on your show Thursday, man. Other guys, we'll make some phone calls. We'll talk. And see what we can come up with, and we get some people calling in, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Y'all take
okay.
it easy.
Okay, man.
Tracy.
Okay,
I
love you. Guys, go
Tracy,
ahead.
We've got Troy on the line with, you know, he's the one who drives Bin Laden's car. Troy, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Troy? Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
All right, man.
Oh, man, I caught the tail end of the show, and I was hearing about this Maryland. I was seeing, is it mostly shoot for cars of your caliber, big tire cars, pro mod automatic cars, or is it going to be open for all of us?
They say it's open for a little bit of any kind of car that they can match up with, you know, with a premium car, pretty good car. If they got a car that can match up with you, depending on how many people we come up with. So, what you got in mind?
Well, you know, I got my 6-day Camaro. It's, you know, it's a regular back half car, and then we got that 69 back half car, so. That's why I was.
Let me ask you, if you don't mind me asking, what do you consider a regular back? This Tricky Rick from early. What is your regular back half?
Mine's is regular. I mean, I say back. I mean, it's stock front suspension, no tubular aeons. I mean, that's
the latter part small black car, 10 and a half.
That, so to me, that's a regular. Regular back half, you mean like from behind the driver's seat to the trunk?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know, ladder bar car, you know, nothing exotic. It's just a regular back half car. And like I said, I was listening to the show, and I was saying, I heard y'all talking about blower cars and whatnot. I was trying to see if, you know, we're going to have cars like that up there in Maryland of that caliber.
Well, that's what we're trying to, you know, establish now. Who all may be coming from Texas that way. If we know what kind of cars coming, we can try to gather those type of cars here to run those type of cars that are coming up.
Okay,
so it won't
good.
Be like a mismatch or, you know, one car picking on a car outside of the class or category or something like that.
Right.
Trying to match
okay.
them up as best as we can.
Okay. Well, I will be listening to your show. I guess it's going to be on Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll be listening to y'all's show to get more details from Tracy and see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, Tracy, is it going to be something like South Carolina last year? Or the year before?
That's what they're trying to make it, something like that. They're trying to do the same thing with, you know, with a bunch of cars just coming from down here versus cars up there, and we get a good group of them. That's what they're shooting for.
Okay. All right. All right, gentlemen, y'all have a nice night, and I'll be talking to y'all again.
All right, sir. What's your name, sir?
Troy.
All right, well, again,
yes,
I'm Tricky Ricky, the governor of Maryland from Grubbs, Inc.
Right,
I look forward to this hearing from you on my show.
All right, y'all take it easy.
Hey, Troy, call me so I can get your number, Troy.
Okay.
Listen. Okay, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Anybody else got anything to say before we get ready to get out of here? Anybody else got something to say?
Okay, Tricky Ricky, do you have anything to close out with right now? Tracy, Tricky Ricky just dropped off. Everybody
okay.
else's mic is closed.
Okay, open the mic if you don't want to say something out of here.
I'm going to open up everybody's mic. Alley Cat, your mic is open. Lamont, your mic is open. Tree Man, Aaron, and Troy.
I mean, this Tree Man, I mean, you know, seems like a pretty good show. I mean, look like we're going to finally get some racing hooked up. You know, I'm all down for that, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout Sunday. Hope we'll have some fun. Hopefully, Alley Cat, you're going to line some races up for me to see, man. Goddamn, if I can't race nobody, at least goddamn put on me a good show or something.
Tree Man, you know they're going to have to try to find somebody for you, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I can't raise nobody, at least I want to see a good show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get out, anybody else got anything to say, man, we'll talk. Alcat, I'll be getting in touch with you, Tree Man, Troy, Horace, Jackie, Peanut, Gators. I'll be calling you. I'm going to see what we can talk about. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Now we see y'all on Sunday.
Everybody be safe.
All right. If nobody got anything to say, man, good show, man. Appreciate everybody for calling in. Man, talk to these people, tell them to call in. It's all about grudge racing. It's all about trying to make action, trying to support each other, man. So, hey, let's just try to pass this love around, man, and try to do what we do and try to represent Texas in the grudge world. Hey, until next time, man, I want to thank that big shout out to grudge.us for sponsoring the show. Atomic Dog, Grudge Madness. Until next time, and we'll see you guys next week. Good night.
All right, peace.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRV
Clean manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged into grudging.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.